So I wanted to make sure that everybody had a moment to read the May minutes, and if so, do I have a motion to approve them?
I'd move to
Awesome.
approve the minutes.
Thanks, Ryan. A second? David? Alder Duncan? Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Awesome. Okay. So moved. And now on to do we have any public comments?
We do not.
Okay. And any disclosures or recusals? Okay. New business? So it looks like the July availability for the Affirmative Action Commission monthly meeting and the 50 thousand K or the 50K process. Tracy, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, I can touch on the new business topic, which is the July availability. So I sent you all a SurveyMonkey to determine whether we should meet in July. I only have one response, so maybe we can talk about it here. I think that would be a lot easier. Maybe we can go one by one and see what works best for you all. So the option is to keep it on July 3rd, which is a day before July 4th. To reschedule it to another date, most likely another Thursday of that same month, or overall just cancel it. So I'm not sure if you want to do like an unofficial vote or just go around and see what people's preferences are.
Sure, can we just go around and see what people's preferences are? Anybody want to go first, or can we popcorn it, Ryan?
I can say that the third probably won't work for me, and then the only time I can do is a 10th because according to the Legistar, I'm up on the 15th. So
Oh, okay.
that'll be it for me.
Alder Duncan?
The third works for me. Looking at my calendar, the 17th, I would be able to do it. Or nope, just the 17th.
Okay, so not the third, just the 17th?
Well, I can do the third, but definitely third is
Okay.
fine. But if we need to change it, the 17th I could do.
Awesome. Okay. Virginia?
Is it 3rd of July?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, probably not. But you said,
Okay.
is it the 10th or the 17th? Or the op only option was the 17th. So,
Giselle, was it the t oh.
yeah, the 10th or 17th?
yeah, the 10th or 17th is fine. Either one of those days are fine.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Damon?
All right, so the 3rd, 10th, 17th, and 24th. All, let me see, give me one second. The third is yes. The 17th is a yes. The 10th is a yes. I can do all of them. I'm pretty flexible on all of them right now.
Okay. And then Ryan, did you so Norm, is there any date that works for you?
Yeah, I think I'm flexible. I should be available for any of those dates.
Okay. Tracy? Tracy, if you're talking, you're on mute.
Hi, yes. It's me.
Ryan?
The third, yes. The 10th, no.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Awesome. Thank you. And Ryan, what was the date that you couldn't, could you not do the You couldn't do the third, but you could do the 10th.
I can do the 10th, yeah, and the 15th is the date I'm up, so it would have to
Okay.
be before then.
Okay. So from if I'm calculating this right, and I don't think I am, I have four yeses for the 3rd of July. Because I can do any date. I'm flexible as well. But do we have to actually wait for Kristen? And the reason why is to make quorum?
Yes,
Yes,
so Kristen.
we'll need quorum.
Okay.
Yeah, and just to add on, Kristen did let me know that the 3rd won't work for her, but any of the other
Okay.
Thursdays will work.
Okay. So then it looks like the 10th.
Yeah, I think the 10th would work because I'm the only one that wouldn't be able to be there, so you would have five of the six of us.
Okay. So then, do we have to make a motion for that?
Yes, you would.
Yes. Go ahead, Norm.
Yeah, you would just, if you're switching the date to the 10th, you would just take a vote.
Okay. Awesome. So, can we take a vote for all in favor of the 10th?
I'd move to reschedule if we, yeah, I'll say yeah, make a motion. Yes.
Okay, awesome. So Ryan made the motion to move it to the 10th. A second?
Okay.
All right, Damon, thank you. All in favor say aye. All opposed, nay. All
Nay.
right. Oh.
Just me. So it's just because I won't be there. I mean, you can go
Yeah.
forward, but I just won't be. So I guess I
Okay.
won't nay it. I just won't be there. There you go.
Okay. Okay. All right. So it looks like it's so moved that we will have our meeting on July 10th. And then because of that, today is Ryan's last official meeting.
Nope, I'll be there on the 10th.
Oh, beautiful.
Next
Okay,
one will be.
awesome. Wonderful. Okay. All right. So on to the
Oops, sorry.
discussion
Just
items.
one
Oh.
more thing about the availability. I also sent another one for the 50K process subcommittee members. I did receive some responses. I think I'm still missing responses from Damon, Kristen, and I think that's it. But so far, we have most votes for June 23rd. Like I said, we're still waiting on a few responses. So I'll let you know once we have that finalized. But just want to put it out there that the most popular vote as of now is June 23rd.
Awesome. Thank you, Giselle. All right. And the next discussion items, the 50K hearing update.
So yeah, thank you everyone. The 50K hearing has been postponed because of some work that our contract compliance specialist needed to complete exponentially. So with or expediently is the word I'm looking for. So we did have to push that back, but we are looking for some alternate dates. And Ryan did kind of answer a question for me by saying that he's available. He's only with us until the 15th. So we would like to try and get that in either on July 7th or July 14th. If not, then we'll push it back further. You all can talk about that.
I'm sorry. I thought Giselle was just saying that the most availability so far was for June 23rd.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. June 23rd for the hearings?
Was it
Correct.
July 23rd? No. Okay.
Was it June 23rd, Giselle?
Yes, it was June 23rd for the most votes.
Welcome to the family. Okay. That works then. June 23rd, we'll make that work.
Yeah, and just to clarify, we still don't have all the responses yet. I'm still waiting from Martha and like I said, a few other subcommittee members, but June 23rd is the most popular for now.
Do we have a response from the attorney's office yet?
Yes, both attorneys Becker and attorney Peguero are available for June 23rd.
Okay, then that sounds good. Thank you.
Alder Duncan, did you have your hand raised?
I was wanting to clarify because I know that Tracy had stated that there was still information that was needing to be collected, and so I didn't know if that's why we were then looking at July, and that was just the clarification there.
Awesome. Thank you. Any more on the 50K hearing update?
The other update or portion of the update would be that we are going to go to, we're going to have about nine companies that will take to hearing in June, and then the remainder will be taken to will be taken to hearing towards the end, I'll say in the fall of this year. There was a total of about 30 some companies, and there's nine for sure that we're ready to take to hearing. Any questions about that? All right. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so it looks like the next discussion item is Affirmative Action Commission recruitment.
Yeah, so just wanted to share that we will be doing some recruitment efforts at the Juneteenth celebration. So I believe DCR will have a table there, and we're planning to print out kind of like a big cutout poster, or correct me if I'm wrong, Tracy, but a big poster that will have like a QR code. It'll be the pamphlet that I've created, and it'll have the QR code so people can just quickly scan it and take it directly. It'll take them directly to the website where they can apply and just look at other commissions as well. But yeah, just wanted to share that. Tracy, Norm, if you have anything else to add, please do so.
Yep, Giselle, you are spot on. We just want to make it easy for them to find the platform where they can apply if they're interested in any of our available openings.
Yep, and I will just add that I did have a chance to reach out to a couple of individuals that had expressed interest. One of them I couldn't reach, still haven't heard back from, so we may, just not pursue that individual further. But Boyce Hodge, who had attended, I think at least one meeting of the commission, I was able to speak to him. He's still interested. He just needs to get the application in. So we should look forward to that. That being submitted.
Thank you. And then, Norm, would you talk about who in our networks we should be recruiting or thinking about recruiting?
Yep, sorry, let me get my video. Sorry, probably not the
No,
best
that's
video.
okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking about if you have colleagues in your organizations that you think might be interested, might be supportive of the work of the commission and the department. There are individuals that you know in local community-based organizations. Maybe you serve on a board with other individuals. Thinking about some of those close contacts that you might have, that would be good. We are going to be at Juneteenth, and we are going to share the information out electronically. But as I mentioned, we're just not trying to cast too wide of a net, just in these times where I think a little sensitivity is important. And so again, those close contacts that you might be aware of. And I guess when I think about community-based organizations, it's those organizations that support the values of the city, that may even the city may even sponsor some of their work, individuals that might like to be in more closely engaged with governance. So those are the ones.
Thank you. Any questions? All right. So it looks like the next discussion item is the residency preference program.
All right, I think that one is me also. I appreciate the commission keeping this on your agenda, just to make sure that we're, accountable for it and that we keep it in front of us. So I did have opportunity recently to have a conversation with Mayor Rhodes Conway about the residency preference program, and she offered a few options for us. One, I think that we should we've been working recently on getting our RAISE program, the what is it, referrals and interviews for sustainable employment. It's a program that individuals that are referred from our deputized community partners. If they're referred for a job, they're guaranteed an interview. Not guaranteed the job, but guaranteed, at least an interview. And so staff in our office have really been working hard to get organizations signed up in the community to be able to provide those referrals, and also to make sure that we're keeping track of the different referrals and the different outcomes. And so what we want to do is we want to try and see if we can't use that program as a means to meet the demand between or for the trades in particular. And so we talked about the fact that the trades, is kind of a I'll just say a peculiar industry. Certainly they have need for more applicants and more diverse applicants, but they have a long history of relying on word of mouth, close referrals, and that sort of thing. And so I think, as the mayor has suggested, it's worth refreshing some of the conversations that we've had with the trades on exactly how we can create a match between the values of the city and their needs. And so there has been some change in leadership at the I think it's the Building Trades Council. And so I told the mayor that I'll reach back out to them at least, just to get to know the new folks that are over there, and fill them in on some of the conversations that we've had, and see if we can't get to a place where we can use this RAISE program and the database and infrastructure behind it to make more and more regular referrals for trades positions. That said, I think there's some more conversations and some more data that we could collect. And then the mayor also brought up an interesting point about whether it would be good to hire an intermediary organization to facilitate that process. So we know that organizations, I don't know if I should mention them by name, but we know that organizations that work with the trades, that do some of the preparatory work, like the workforce development work, have been very successful as intermediaries in the Milwaukee area, but not so much in the Madison area. And so, if the RAISE option didn't take off, or it wasn't able to meet everybody's needs, it might be good for us to look into an intermediary that can, like I say, facilitate that connection. So that all said, I think we're still in some of the research and discovery phase before we get to creating a policy for a residential preference program. But you know, I think we have some experience with that in the city, and I think we just want to try to make sure as we're creating supply, you know, that there is demand for that supply. You know, I happen to think that the outcome, you know, of getting more diverse referrals is something that both the city and the trade should be interested in. But you know, as a matter of course, and like their operations, how do we get a good fit there? So I think there's just some more conversations that need to happen, but if it's okay with the commission, we'll keep this on the agenda, and that way I'll have a space to report back to you about how some of the conversations are going.
Wonderful. Thanks, Norm. Does anybody have any questions?
Oh, I'm
All
sorry.
right.
There's one
Oh.
more thing. There's one more thing. Let's see. So there is a woman named Laura Dresser, who works for an organization. The mayor told me the new name, but I've always known this organization name as COWS. I think it was the Center on Wisconsin Studies, but they have a new name. But the mayor mentioned to me that Laura Dresser is like the local expert on all things one source labor, and one source is like the generic name for programs like the residency preference program. And so if the commission wanted, I would certainly be happy to reach out to Laura and see if she would like to just come in and present, or just share with the commission some information about these types of programs, maybe what's possible. And that could just be sort of foundational as we go through this process.
I think it'd be a great idea to invite her to come speak.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'll be happy to reach out to her.
Okay. Thanks, Norm.
Sure.
Next is the equity analysis and landmark review. Tracy or Norm, is that you?
I think that might be me too. Tracy
Okay.
can bump me if she wants to. Yeah, so I think we're keeping this one on the agenda also. This one hasn't changed from last month either, but Tracy was able to validate some of the what am I trying to say? The facts around how we got here and the history. And so it was an idea, I believe, from the commission, and the planning staff were had expressed to me that they're on standby and that they're willing to be a part of an equity analysis. But I think there's maybe we need to regroup on what the plan would be. And so Tracy, I don't know if you have thoughts about that, or if you wanted to speak to this at all.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks, Norm. And I know Ryan's going to want to share as well, because Ryan was the one that brought this to our attention. And it was good to hear that the planning department is interested in participating as on the stakeholder side of this to be on the panel. Of course, we don't want to overload the panel with folks from the planning, and I think it would more than likely be Heather Bailey and maybe one other person who we would want on the equity analysis panel. And so that's where we are. We need to convene all the necessary stakeholders in order to go ahead and set the ball in motion. And we need to pinpoint what exactly, and this is the question for Ryan, what exactly should we be analyzing. What exactly do we want to look at? Is it their process on how they determine what becomes a landmark or something else? Ryan?
I think it was part of that, but I think it was also like the application process and more the entirety of the process, I think, is what I recall.
Yes, that sounds about right. Yeah. So the overall process, what is are is it done fairly? Is it done equitably, as far as with regards to the community and the people that live in the areas
There you go.
and hi, and the ones that and the ones who are in comparison to the ones that are making the decisions. Sound about right?
That sounds right to me. Yep.
Okay. So with you leaving, Ryan, you would not be able to sit. Would you be able to sit the panel, Norm? Would he be able to sit on the panel?
I think if he's interested, I don't think it needs to be. I don't think Ryan needs to be on the commission to serve on the panel if he desired. We do oftentimes for the equity analyses, we might have community members at large. Most of the time, folks are representing an organization, but it's usually up to the project leader to allow different folks to serve.
Okay. Thank you for that input.
I'd be happy to help out. I'll leave it up to y'all, but happy to help out when folks are short staff. So.
Okay. All right. So the plan is then by our next meeting in July that we will, well, yeah, in July, July 10th, that we will have our panel members notified. Selected, notified, and ready to schedule their first listening meeting. Oh, that was the other thing, Norm, that we were having difficulty. Oh no, I just thought about it. Kirsten said that she would consider leading the equity analysis. So I'll have to circle back with her to see if she still has availability to do so.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay. And for those of you who may not remember, Kirsten is one of our contract compliance specialists in the Affirmative Action Division. And she's ran an equity, she's headed up an equity analysis before. So I think she would be a good fit. Thank you.
May I ask a question? I'm just curious, are folks feeling grounded in this topic? Do you feel like you know what we're talking about when we talk about an equity analysis for the Landmarks Commission? I see some head nods. Okay. All right. I just didn't want anybody to feel uncomfortable or like you didn't have enough background information. So thank you.
Thank you. Any further conversation about the equity analysis and landmark review? All right. Any future agenda items for the commission? All right, seeing none, we're ready for reports. So, report from Alder Duncan.
Thank you, Chair. I'll be very brief. So the past meeting that we had on Tuesday was a lot of renewals for our entertainment license and liquor license. The City Council also had conversations around possibly pushing the start time of our meetings to no earlier than 5:30, but providing a flexibility if we wanted to have a meeting at 5:30 or 6, instead of the set time at 6:30. That did not pass, though, but that was one of the topics that we had. It is budget season. We had our first budget meeting last night at the public library. We've got four additional opportunities to be able to go to these budget meetings around the city. I'll actually send out just a layout of the additional four ones to the group, just so that you have it and you can share it with your contacts, so that if they are wanting to go, we've got one at Sequoia Library, we've got one at Piney Library, we will have one at the Urban League, and then the Warner Park Community Recreation Center. So those are the next four ones that we do have, but they're going to be on different topics. But the point of these is just to allow an opportunity for residents to understand what the budget is, where we are, what we're facing, and what we're looking to potentially do for this coming season. Another just a events that's happening, the Dane County Public Health is hosting this weekend three events for Wear Orange Weekend, and it's to raise awareness and the urgent need to end gun violence. And so there's going to be an event on Friday night, Saturday, and also on Sunday. And so I'll send that also in the email so that you all have it. The first one is in Mount Horeb, so it's a little bit away. But then there will be one at the Capitol and then one at North Sherman Avenue Methodist Church on Sunday. But that is all that I have from council.
Awesome. Thank you. Any questions or discussion? All right. So it looks like next up, the report from the Department of Civil Rights. Norm?
All right. Thank you. So just to piggyback off of Alder Duncan, so the Department of Civil Rights will have staff at the budget event on June 11th, next week. So that's the one where DCR folks will be there. So looking forward to that. And then on June 17th, there we will be attending a couple of events. One is a book release by Dr. Charles Taylor at the Hub. He's released a new book on Juneteenth, and so we'll be there to support that event. And that same night, we'll also have Dane County is hosting an event at the Alliant Energy Center, and it is an opportunity for residents to renounce the racially restrictive covenants that are on a lot of our property deeds. Those covenants are unenforceable and illegal, but in many cases they've just been left on the books. But in 2023, the state legislature created a mechanism for residents to renounce and release those covenants from the deeds. And so I know the mayor is going to be there. She actually has one on her home, and so she'll be filing that release. And I think there's space for about 200 residents to come and take care of that. Now, if you're not a city official or an elected official, there's a realtors organization that has funded the cost for everybody else. So they can actually just do the filing and have the fee paid for. So this is just the first of a number of events that I think the county is launching, and we're happy to partner with them in this effort. Other major things as it relates to the Department of Civil Rights is, we continue to keep our eye on all of the developments, especially at the federal level, still keeping an eye on things at the state level as well. There were a couple of, I think, important developments this week. One that more directly impacts our work than others. That one was related to an action by the Department of Justice that would have essentially kind of disempowered the Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program. There's been a lawsuit over the last year and a half that impacted only certain states' abilities to set goals on federally funded projects, DBE goals. But this action would have expanded it nationwide. But there was a coalition group that made an official appeal to the judge, and so that that judge has not acted, and so that's on hold for now. We don't know how long. We're anticipating 1 to 2 months, but we'll see how that proceeds. But we are, in communication with our colleagues across the country and regionally to try and help keep everybody informed, to get together and strategize about, what next steps should look like for us, if we need to pivot, what's the best way to pivot. But until then, we're going to continue doing the good work that we do. And then the other decision was a case of it was King County in Washington. They were, I'm sorry, go ahead, Giselle.
Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but Damon just left, so we have to pause until he comes back for 4 minutes.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Welcome back, Damon. All right. So I will so the other case, I'll speed it up. Maybe that was my cue to wrap it up. So the other case involved King County in Washington, and the federal agency from whom they had received grants was attempting to use the language in the executive orders to leverage some new contract language over their obligation under the law. And I actually was able to tune in and listen to the case as it was argued by both sides, and then a decision was rendered a couple of days ago, and the judge sided with King County. That they are under no obligation to follow, these new contract provisions. The judge stated that, the federal government couldn't make a well, in fact, that they had not really even attempted to make a connection between the county fulfilling their obligations under the grant and the new contract terms. It was just, superimposed. And so I think that that's, that's certainly positive news for King County and perhaps other municipalities that may find themselves being tasked with new contract provisions that don't relate at all to the work that's being done for the federal government. So those two things happened this week. I don't know. Maybe I'll end with this. Yeah, I know I have a habit of ending and then coming back, but maybe I'll end with this. I don't know if I've mentioned to everyone that the office is moving this year. Did you all hear about that? Okay, so I see some yeses, some noes. we got about 6 months. Somewhere around December, we'll be moving from the fifth floor of the city county building to the first floor of the city county building. So if you're familiar with the building where Parks was, you walk in the front door off of King Street and go left. The Department of Civil Rights offices will be there. We'll have a lot more space. We'll have a comfort room as a part of our the build out. We'll have a proper break room slash staff meeting room, and a lot of adjustable or flexible spaces where staff can either work at a workstation or go into more of a private room. And we'll have I think it's double excuse me, double the square footage. And we'll have a conference room once again. We had been growing in our department so much that we had to take our conference room on the fifth floor and split it into two offices. We'll have a conference room in the new space. Excited about that. And there's a moving is a big task. You know, there's a lot that comes along with moving. So we've got folks working on helping us with change management as we move into the new space. But I'm looking forward to an opportunity to have an event to invite all of you and so many of our other commissioners and stakeholders just to an open house of sorts just to celebrate and to just to be in community. So I'll keep you apprised as those plans move along.
Awesome. Thank you, Norm. Any questions? Discussion?
Yeah, I got a question, Jasmine, for Norm. Those dates on June 17th, is that listed on the site or can you send out an email? I wrote it down fast, but I just want to make sure I got everything correct.
Yep, I will I'll ask Giselle to send it out. I'll share it with her. So she can send it out to everyone. But yes, it's June 17th. It's going to be 5 o'clock at the Alliant Energy Center for the racially restrictive deeds event, and then the same time, 5 o'clock, June 17th, at the Black Business Hub is the book release for Dr. Charles Taylor, his book on Juneteenth. Oh, and I should say, I think. Yeah, we already said that DCR is going to be at the Juneteenth event at Penn Park on June 21st.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. So now a report from Tracy.
Hi, everyone. Thank you again. Let's see. So happy to see all of you be back. And where's my camera? Here's my camera. Hello. Okay. So, from the Affirmative Action Division, we do have a few updates. I'd like to report that, as Norm has mentioned, our RAISE program is progressing. We have a Jesus is doing a wonderful job of connecting businesses that do business with the city with the RAISE program. And we're looking to build on a partnership with UW Health. They have lots of positions open and about 100 plus positions. And we're looking to connect them with MATC because MATC has a healthcare program. Degree program and certification program that might be a, if I can use the term, pipeline for graduates of their programs directly to UW Health. So we're excited about that. Then we're also looking at, let's see, that was for that one. Then on our other, with our other contract compliance, Aspire, it's summertime. The Aspire program is up and running, and we are happy to report we had a fantastic turnout. We actually had our highest number of applicants to date, 557, I think, people apply. You all know we didn't have that many jobs, right? Unfortunately, we did not have 557 positions, but we did have 20. And so as a result, we have 20 Aspire interns coming. We originally had two interns that were going to be returning from last year, but they actually ended up taking jobs elsewhere. But happy to report one of our interns, an individual who has interned through Aspire 2 years in a row, was hired by the Parks Department or Parks Division this year. So he is now a full permanent employee of Parks. That's what the program is all about. So kudos for those efforts and Parks on Parks side and on the applicant side. And now Ethan, his name is Ethan. He is now a member, a employed civil servant for the city of Madison. And we have the Aspire program to thank for that. Let's see. We also want to give out a shout out to the Black Chamber. The Black Chamber hosted a business awards. Do you all know about that? Two of our TBE businesses, Creative Events and Smart Cleaning Solutions, were honored at the Black Chamber Business Awards not long ago. So both of them won, were honored and acknowledged, and they are certified businesses through our Targeted Business Enterprise program. Also, with regards to our Targeted Business Enterprise program, we have last year we had a total of 34 approved applications. And now, the 6 month into the year, we are at 15, and we are thinking that we're going to surpass last year's number of approved applications. So people are learning about our programs, and irregardless as to what is occurring on the national level, people want to be certified, and they're going through the process to be certified, and it's working for all folks involved. That's all I have for you all. We are still fully staffed, and we're grateful for that. Any questions, comments, or concerns? All right, I'll throw it back to Jasmine. Thank you all.
All right, thank you, Tracy. So with that, it looks like the meeting is coming to an end. So I will look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll
All right,
second.
second. All right. All in favor? All opposed? Looks like the meeting is adjourned. Thanks,
Everyone
everybody.
later. Bye.